If we like to have desserts or little snacks here at church in the morning, along with our coffee, people might be willing to sign up to bring something in on given Sundays, and we invite you to do so. One other sign-up sheet on the sign-up table is for our Blaze, and just that we try to do little meals, light meals, little things for the kids on Wednesday night when they come. And if you'd be willing to do that, please sign up. With the Nativity, I jump back. If you have any questions concerning the Nativity or signing up or what you can do, talk to Talisa. She's the answer lady. So please take time to do that. All right, with that, I would ask if our ushers would come forward. Get the plates, Eric. Hey, Eric, they're here. They're in here. Thank you, Eric. Oh, sometimes it gets a little confusing up front, believe it or not. Let's just pray and ask God's blessing on this. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings you pour into our lives. We're so thankful for your church, for your people gathered together to have a time of worship. And Father, we just want to remember those that are not with us this morning for various reasons, whether it is sickness or travel or whatever it might be. We just pray, Father, that you would touch their lives and return them to your church. And as we have counted our blessings this week and we've lifted up voice of thanks to you, we also want to lift this offering to you. That, Father, this is just a small part of what you have given to us. And as we receive this, we ask, Lord, that you would put your blessing on it, that you would just give the increase, give the wisdom that what is done is what you want us to do. And I pray you touch each heart, that they would give as you direct. And we receive this. And receive your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Exactly 1 minute has passed. Isn't that amazing? My watch tracks time. It has a second hand, and it moves every second, and I can count them. 60 seconds moves the big hand one step forward to mark the passing of a minute. Isn't that just absolutely amazing? Isn't it amazing how long 1 minute of silence seems? As you sit there, and I'm just watching the watch, and counting the seconds. But how about the time when 1 minute seems short? You are doing something that you enjoy. You ever notice that? How when you're busy doing what you enjoy, how fast time flies? You go on a vacation and you mean it's time to go home already? You go visit friends and it's time to go home already. And time just goes so fast. Well, listen, folks. I don't know if you realize or not, and my math could be wrong, and that's not going to surprise me, but you know, there are only 26 days until Christmas. That means there are approximately 624 hours until we celebrate the birth of Christ. Go further, that translates into approximately 37,440 minutes left to get done all the things that we need to do before Christmas arrives. There's presents to purchase and wrap, parties to attend, people to visit, and we only have 37,439 minutes left. So let me ask a question. Why did you waste one precious moment sitting here doing nothing? As we begin our Advent celebration and Advent leading up to Christmas, I want us to recognize not only the significance of one moment in time, but also the strategic nature of those moments. And we would refer to the strategic nature of time as timing. And timing is very important. You ever stop to consider how important timing is to everything that exists? Do you plant tomatoes in November? Do you paint the outside of your house in January in Northern Illinois? Do you go swimming in a pond during February in Northern Illinois? No, you don't. And why not? Why not? It's not the right time. And there is a right time for such activities. But I think we'd all agree, too, that December is not the best time to try starting a diet. Just not a good time. Actually, it starts at Thanksgiving and it sweeps through December. Not a good time to start a diet. But boy, the first of the year, I'm going on one. Right, Frank?
You bet.
All right. Frank and I are going to do it together. You're going to see less of us. Okay. Guys, I don't have any good jokes today, so laugh at the bad ones, will you? I want us to recognize as we begin this Advent celebration the significance of one moment in time. You ever stop to consider all of those things? Think about the importance of timing in sports. If the timing is off, the quarterback won't connect with his receiver for a completion. It doesn't take a minute to throw off the timing in football. If the timing is off in basketball, the basketball player will arrive at the spot before the ball and after the ball has already gone past him before he can make a shot. Think about the importance of timing in our daily lives. If you've ever missed a flight because you arrived 1 minute after boarding, you know the importance of timing. Barb and Barry and Donna and I and the kids a few years ago flew to Trinidad. Great time we had there, but Dustin and Dana took one plane and went to Florida, and from Florida to Trinidad, and Barb and Barry, myself and Donna took another plane, and we were going by way of Houston and then on down to Trinidad. Dustin and Dana's plane was on time. Because of headwinds, our plane got into Houston half an hour after the flight had left for Trinidad. And that's when we found out that there's only one flight a day that goes from Houston to Trinidad. You could not beg, borrow, steal a ride. They said, well, what we can do, we can fly you to Florida, and then from Florida fly you to Trinidad, but that would have taken as much time as just staying in Houston and waiting for the next flight. Only thing it made is tired her. One moment. In that case, 30 minutes. Timing in our daily lives. If you are delayed at work, think of this. You're delayed at work and that delay causes you to miss a major accident on the highway. Or if you're a parent of a preschooler, you know that if you turn your head for 1 minute, that preschooler can be long gone and into trouble. 1 minute, just a little bit of time. So does 1 minute make a difference? Ask those who made it out of the Twin Towers minutes before it collapsed. One moment, one 60-second interval of time placed in just the right location can make all the difference in the world. Our theme for the Advent this year is experiencing the miracle of Christmas. And it's so easy for us to get all wrapped up. It's so easy for us to get all wrapped. I told you they weren't good, but it's all I got. All wrapped up in the activity of the season, and we miss the miracle of Christmas. You ever done that? Busy, 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 going here, going there, doing this, doing that, got to make plans, got to have dinner, got to do this, got to wrap presents, got to get the tree, got to decorate the tree, got to go see this person, got to go see that. Busy, 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 busy. Oh, wait a minute, Christmas, when is it? Wow, it's tomorrow? How did that happen? We miss it. One moment. In the activity of the season, we just miss a miracle that is Christmas. And the Christmas season, really, it lets us spend some moments reflecting on the significance of Christ's birth. Galatians 4, verse 4. It's really an incredible verse. Here's how it reads. But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman under the law, but born under law. Did you hear God? Did you hear the words? God's word says, when the time came. At just the right time, God sent His Son. That represents, folks, the miracle of the moment. It was all a part of God's plan. He had it all put together as to what was going to happen and when Jesus would come at just the right time. And the Bible says, when the time had fully come, God sent His Son. But the reality is that most people missed the miracle of the moment. Did you know that? Most people did not recognize the significance of Christ's birth at that time. Oh, they were much too busy to pay any attention to the young girl giving birth to her first child out in a stable there in Bethlehem. At just the right time in history, Jesus was born. And the coming of Christ into the world was not a matter of chance or coincidence. His coming was a part of God's divine plan established before the foundation of the world. Historians tell us that the Roman world was in great expectation, waiting for a deliverer at the time that Jesus was born. The old religions were dying. The old philosophies were empty and powerless to change men's lives. Strange new mystery religions were invading the empire. Religious bankruptcy and spiritual hunger were everywhere. And God was preparing the world for the arrival of His Son. As I was putting this together this week and I was thinking about that and what was going on there, it's what is God preparing us for today? See, the miracle didn't end with Christ coming. That's the beginning. And we live in a world today where God is going to be taking action and He's going to be following up with His plan. But what exactly that is and how it's all going to come together in our lifetime, we can't say. But I know this. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. At just the right time, God sent His Son. He provides at just the right moment, if you want to put that down. Many people will be content to just go through the motions. They will endure the busy activity of the season without ever experiencing the miracle of Christmas. I heard on television and the news and the radio and all this kind of stuff, of all the shopping people did Good Friday, or not good, what do they call it? Black Friday. There's a difference. I heard of all the shopping people did and how much they spent and how much they bought, and this store had this bargain and this store had this bargain and this store was going to open up at this time and this store is going to open up at this time, and they were crowded and the people rushed and people slept in tents and camped out to get the great bargain. But what I didn't hear through all of that, I did not one time hear, it's the beginning of the celebration of the birth of Christ. Nothing about that. All I heard was buy, 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 spend, spend, spend. How many people do you think miss Christmas? Wow. How many in your life miss Christmas? And they have for years. Many, many years ago, we had a young man lived across the street from us. His name was Thad. We loved Thad. He would come over to our house and just kind of walk in. He didn't care if the door was unlocked. He'd walk in, and he spent a lot of time with us. And one time, I asked Thad, because he was all excited, and he started talking about what he was wanting and what he was going to get for Christmas. And oh, he had a list of the things that he was going to get. And I just asked him. I said, Thad, what's Christmas about? Oh, man, it's about getting presents. Lots and lots of presents, and we get presents. I said, okay, what else? Well, all the family gets together. We have our family come up, and they're here, and we have a big meal, and we play, and we have fun. And well, Thad, what else is Christmas about? Think that about covers it. Yep, that's it. And I said, well, what about Jesus? Well, what do you mean? He had no idea. You know the shame of it? Is his parents took him to church. And even though he was a part of a church, he didn't know, he didn't understand that Christmas was about Christ. Christmas is not about what great gift I get or all the family gathering. It's about Christ, and that at the right time, at the right moment, God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to us at the right moment. And that's what we look for. That's what we want to see. He provides. He came at the right moment, and He provides at the right moment. See, many people are just content going through the motions, like we talk about, and they'll endure busy activity and never experience the miracle of Christmas. But some, this holiday, they really need nothing short of a miracle. The good news is that God comes to us at just the right time and just what we need for the moment. You ever notice that? I've got an issue going on, and God comes and He intercedes. And He's there and He takes care of it. Listen to these promises from God's Word just to see His character reflected in these actions. Psalm 145:15 says, all eyes look to You, and You give them their food in proper time. Psalm 104:27 says, all of them wait for You to give them their food at the right time. Deuteronomy 11:14, I will provide rain for your land in the proper time, the autumn and the spring rains, and you will harvest your grain, new wine and oil. God knows exactly what you're going through. He knows exactly what you need. And just at just the right time, He will come to you and He will provide what you need for the moment. Because let me tell you something, God's timing is always, always perfect. He doesn't mess it up. It's always perfect. Our problem is we don't always accept that. We want things in our time. And then we really like to take it further. Not only do we want things in our time, we want it done our way. And we come to God and we start asking these things. Lord, take care of this today, and this is how I want you to take care of it. It is His timing and His perfect timing, and it's what He knows you need. God not only came at just the right time, He continues to come to us at just the right time. Just when we need Him the most, He's there. Romans 5:6 says, "For while we were still helpless, at the appointed moment, Christ died for the ungodly." Did you hear that? At just the right moment, when you were helpless, when you were lost to sin, when your heart was dark, when your world seemed like it was washed away and no good, at just the right moment, Christ came to you and He says, "I'll change your life," at just the right moment, if you let Him. While we were helpless at the appointed time. When do you need a miracle? When you have no more options and no more resources, you're in a position to receive a miracle from God. And He's promised to come at just the right time and provide just what you need for the moment. When we are utterly helpless, Christ still comes to us today. Isn't that neat? At just the right moment, when we are helpless, all strength is gone, Christ comes to us. Isn't that great? You know, guys, I sometimes wonder, if you're listening, because we're talking about something very special here. We're talking about a miracle of God. And you know what I see people doing? Man, we need to smile. Jesus Christ comes to you and you and you and you all at just the right time. If we let Him, that's worth smiling on. I have got too much to do to be thinking about just the right time. If that's your philosophy, it is the right time. We get bogged down because we think of how much we got to do and we just can't get it accomplished. Christ still comes. And He says, now is the right moment. It seems like we're always waiting for just the right time to do something. And we're waiting for just the right time to make that commitment of our life to Christ as Savior and Lord. And maybe you're waiting for just the right time to make that commitment to be a member of the church. Or maybe you're waiting just the right time to commit to a closer walk with Jesus. Maybe you've been waiting for just that right time to give up a bad habit. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, "I heard you in an acceptable time, and I helped you in the day of salvation." Look, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the right time to make that commitment to Christ. Jesus said in Mark 1:15, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Now is the right time, my friends, to make that commitment to Christ and receive God's gift of salvation. Now is the time to be a part of the church. Now is the time to recommit in your family and your marriage and whatever you must do there. Now is the time to renew your commitments to walk in close fellowship with Christ and with Christ's people. The right time is now to draw close to the Lord. One moment in time. One moment in time. It's distressing, and I'm impacted by the world I live in, and so are you. I talked to a lady yesterday. Her name was Marcella Marie. Now, Marcella Marie was born in Germany just about the time that Nazis took control. She remembers, because she lived there under Nazi control, she remembered stories of bombs being dropped. Either she was in Munich, either Allied or enemy or whatever, but bombs being dropped and them having to find bunkers and hide in bunkers. She's now 76 years old. She moved to the U.S. when she was 26. She moved here in 1965. Had two boys, raised her family. But she shared this, and it really hit me hard. She said, when the Nazis came into Germany, they would go door to door, and they would knock on the door and would ask the men of the house, "Will you be a Nazi?" And if the men said no, they were shot and killed on the spot. She knew this. She was there. She grew up with it. And she said the only reason that her father was, because he refused, and she said the only reason that her father was not shot is because the trade, he was a drove vehicles, transportation vehicles, and they needed drivers for transportation vehicles, and that was the only reason he was spared. But in a moment, life was taken, and she lived through this. I had a great time talking to her. It was one of those weird things, because we were over getting a Christmas tree, and my knee hurt, and I'd sat down, and she was standing next to me. And I thought, I'll offer her my chair. I offered her my chair, and she says, "No," she says, "my back, I've got a bad back, and it feels better standing than sitting." I said, "You're sure? I don't mind getting up if you want." "No, that's fine." And that's what struck up the conversation. We had a great conversation. Learned a lot about her. In a moment's time, though, I thought, how many lives were taken? Then we look and we see on the news about a man who is disturbed, and he walks into a place with a gun and just starts killing people. In a moment. See, that's how fast and that's how fleeting this life can be. There is absolutely no person in this room that is guaranteed another second on this earth. None of us. You have an appointed time. It's God's appointed time. And guess what, folks? You can't change that. Neither can I. Ecclesiastes says there is a time to die. God knows that time. A moment. But here is the moment and the time for you to make that decision that impacts all eternity. As we think of Jesus and why Jesus came at Christmas, and He came to be the Savior of the world. He came to lay down His life so that we can have eternal life. And in that time, in that right moment, in that right time, we can ask Him into our lives and commit ourselves to Him and have eternal life in heaven. Folks, that's God's timing. And if you never made a commitment to Jesus Christ, receiving Him as Lord and Savior, I want to invite you to do so, to make that commitment today. You may not have tomorrow. I pray that you do. But there's not a guarantee. 53-year-old man, a young pastor friend, went to help coach his basketball team and fell over dead. There's no guarantee. But there is a promise. There is a promise. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become the children of God. Did you hear that? But as many as received Him, received Jesus Christ, He gave the right to become the children of God. You've got a time and you've got a situation and a promise from God that says you can make that right decision, that correct decision to come to Christ, and He comes to you. Perhaps what you need today at this exact moment is to make that commitment. And that's why Christ came, and it represents the miracle at Christmas. Will you recognize the moment for what it truly is? A miracle? That time we commit or recommit ourselves to God and He touches us in such a special way that we know He is alive, we know that He's working, we know that He's living, and that's a miracle, folks. You want to see a miracle? It's just coming to Christ and realizing the salvation we have. Don't put off making a commitment that you need to make today, because now is the right time. I'd like to, as we wrap up this morning, as I've done so many times before, I'd like for you to bow your heads. Now maybe this whole thing just doesn't mean anything to you. You're too busy thinking about what you've got to do. Maybe the idea of the miracle at Christmas, it just doesn't register. Maybe the idea of needing to commit or needing to recommit your life to Jesus Christ at this time, at this moment, just is not what you're thinking about. But God is reaching down from heaven, and He is sweeping His hand across this room, and He's placing that hand on the shoulders of every person here, and He's saying, "Where are you with me? Where are you with me?" He says, "I know where I'm at with you, but where are you with me? What are you doing? How are you living? How are you lifting me up with your life and with the deeds that you do? Where are you with me?" And this is the moment, this is the time that you have to say, in all honesty, "Lord, here I am." And either you say, "I am yours, use me," or you're saying, "I need to commit myself to you." And for some, it's, "I need to recommit myself to you." At this moment, as we begin to look at the miracle of the birth of Christ at Christmas, at this moment, at this time, what is your decision and what is your choice? You're not going to walk away the same person, because you have to make that decision. I want you to keep your heads bowed for just a moment. I want you to think about time. And for just one minute, we're going to be quiet. For just 1 minute in silence, I would ask that you would talk to your Savior, that you would talk to God, that you would examine yourself before Him, that you would determine what your commitment level is. Just in silence. One minute. And maybe you would want to pray this prayer, and as I wrap it up, you can pray this in your heart. Dear God, I don't want to live one more moment without you. I ask for your forgiveness for my sins, for not recognizing your great love for me. I believe, Jesus, your Son, who left heaven and came to earth to die on the cross for my sin. I believe that He rose from the dead and is alive today. I believe that He came at just the right time, just for me. Today, I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Forgive my sins. Cleanse me. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. And I choose at this moment to receive the greatest gift ever given. The gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. And Father, we lift these prayers up to you. And you know the hearts of every person here. And you know what they need. And you provide the miracles. So Lord, I lift this to you. And we leave it to you. In Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.